start the podcast, man. And I apologize for all this brouhaha. You don't even know what happened to me today. Guys, I tried. I did this already. Completely different. It was completely different from what's happening now. From what you see, if you're watching this on Spotify, because I don't like uploading to YouTube, because YouTube, they censor everything, especially anything that's conspiracy. You probably won't even see it anyway. So I put it on Spotify just because you can hear it and you can see it there, and it goes to my other platforms as audio. But if you want to watch the video, which I recommend you do, go to Spotify to the channel. Same name as what you're listening to on audio, so you can see some of the graphics or the pictures that I have up. So I wanted to explain Flat Earth Clues, the book from Mark Sargent, this week, right? And I got some other videos what my plan was to explain each chapter in that book. But I decided not to do that, not to do each chapter. I'm just going to give a synopsis of the book. I read the book and I saw the video and I heard the audiobook. The thing with the flat earth is you got to take it with a grain of salt. Okay, take that with a grain of salt. Why do we believe in the flat earth? First of all, let's start with that one. Why do we believe in a flat earth? Well, we believe in the flat earth because we tend to trust our senses. And believe it or not, and I'm not saying, okay, when I say we believe in the flat earth, I'm not saying we all believe the earth is flat, like literally. What I mean is why do people believe in the flat earth? Not everybody believes it, obviously. It's a hard pill to swallow. But back in the day, before NASA and science, there was always science, but you know, before modern science before the technology to be able to see a little bit further than what we could have seen many years ago, people believed that the earth was flat because they were walking around, they were riding horses, they were going in the ocean on boat trips, and they didn't feel a curve. They never felt like that tilt going over, you know. Nobody knew about what the heck gravity was. We still don't know what gravity is, but back in the day, they definitely did not know what gravity was. So they believe what they felt. They're like, okay, I feel there's a flat earth, you know, and then you got, of course, you add religion to that and everything, and it gets even crazier. So the flat earth, right, is the mother of all conspiracy theories. It is the motherfucker of all conspiracy theories. The mother. This is the mop. This is when you think of a conspiracy theory, theory, I promise you, the flat earth is behind any conspiracy theory that you can think of. The umbrella of that conspiracy is the flat earth. You take the flat earth and you can cover every single other conspiracy that is out there. If you think about it, one way or another, it branches out, and then when you follow those breadcrumbs, it leads back to the flat earth. Aliens and anything that has to do with space, anything that has to do with government, anything that has to do with reptilians and chupacabra and all that good shit, you can kind of tie it back to flat earth. But you could tie anything back to anything. So, I mean, this neither here nor there. Now, I have my reservations on this, okay, a lot. I do find it very, very interesting, extremely interesting. I do like it. It's fun. It's fun to follow. But you got to be careful not to fall into the trap. Careful not to fall into the web, you know, and get too consumed by it. And that's with any conspiracy. Don't fall into it so hard that you just change your life. Life goes on. Whether it's round or flat, life is going to go on. Mind you, if we do find out that it is flat, it's going to be a riot. And I think a lot of things will happen. But either way, life goes on, right? You still got to eat, you still got to take care of your kids and your wife or whatever. If you have a wife or a husband, whatever, you know what I'm saying? You got to do that. So I was looking at the Mark Sargent, right? Yeah, Mark Sargent stuff. Looking at all his stuff. And it's, I don't know. I got a bad taste in my mouth because I feel like when I was watching his documentary and videos on him, I like, to me, I feel like he's too goofy when it comes to something like this. Like, if you want to be serious about something, you gotta be serious about it. Like, I feel like he's just capitalizing on it. I think he does believe the earth is flat, but it's just the way he goes about it, to me, is really goofy. You know what I mean? Because, and I know if you're listening to this and you're a science freak, globe, and I mean that, a science freak. There's people that are science freaks out there. I'm big into science and science fiction. So if you're a science freak, you hear this and you're like, well, it is goofy, it's flat earth, and you refuse to hear anything, right? Because the thing with science, people who are in science, is that they are really, really committed to what they're doing. They are really, really, really committed to what they're doing, right? And they're really committed to their theories and their books, and this guy discovered this, so that's the way it is, and that's it. You know what I mean? They're really committed when it comes to NASA, when it comes to launching shit in space. They're just the first ones out there with popcorn, and they're just like, like that's their God. Their God is science. Their God is the space program or whatever. You know what I mean? And if that's where it is, where it is, whatever. But you can't tell them that, and vice versa. You can't tell a flat earther anything about science because they're like, nope, they're lying to us. Because flat earthers are conspiracy theorists. I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm not a full blown flat earther. I am an entertainer of the flat earth, but I am not a full blown flat earther because there's just certain things I still have questions about. And this is one of the reasons why I'm talking about Mark Sargent, is because Mark Sargent kind of, and not so bad about dude, I'm sure he's a great guy, but he regurgitates all the flat earth counter arguments or arguments. He keeps regurgitating the same ones over and over, right? And some are really good, but you keep doing the same ones over and over. It's hard to have a debate with him. Because he keeps saying the same thing, right? He doesn't have any backing for it. Now, on the other hand, when you look at a guy like Eric Dubai or Eric Dubay, whatever you want to say his name, this guy has a lot. This guy, his channel, if you go to his channel by the same name, Eric Dubay, Eric Dubay, you'll see that he has a lot of stuff. He has a lot, and he goes into detail. And whenever somebody, because there's a lot of people making anti-flat earth videos, right? Debunking the flat. Actually, you cannot find a flat earth. I remember in 2000, and when I first heard of this, like it was like 2015, I think, 2014, I remember. And I would go on YouTube and I put flat earth, and hundreds, probably thousands of videos would come up. And they, I mean, it was on. I couldn't believe it. I was like, "Wow, so many people make videos of this," and I'd watch them all. I'm like, "Wow, this is crazy. This is crazy." Then all of a sudden, if it just stopped, it just like dropped off the face of the earth, of the flat earth or the round earth. I don't know if it dropped off the face of the earth. And when you Google, when you YouTube now, or even Google, you have to. When you Google or YouTube flat earth, all you get is the debunk videos. That's all you get. Or this is fake or whatever. And you can tell when it's from a major network, you could tell, or it's from, some science that you're like, okay, that's not what I want to see. Because then the science people regurgitate the same science things, that's already solidified. And they look more honest because there's books. They have their own books. They have. They got the backing of NASA, and they got people like Neil deGrasse Tyson, and they got, they got degrees, universities, and things like that. Hey, we went to school, we studied, we got funded, we spend this much money on this. It always falls back on money, actually. The people who have the most money are the ones that are going to look like they're telling the truth. Flat earthers don't have money. There are no rich flat earthers. But there are rich globers. There are rich scientists. There are scientists who are stars and celebrities. You know what I mean? So naturally, it's easier to believe them. You know what I mean? It's easier to believe them. Plus, that's what you're taught in school. So, you know what I mean? Most people that are arguing have never even been to the space station. I mean, you know, not to the space station, but to NASA, like, you know, where they launched the ships or anything. Some have. Most have never been to space. You know, so I don't know. I think it's a very slippery slope. But either way, that's just the way it is, man. You know what I mean? It's kind of a back and forth, you know, David versus Goliath type thing. You know, science being Goliath, obviously. But we'll see what happens, man. I'm gonna talk about it here and there every time I find something new. But I wanted to look at a couple of things here. Let me start off with the one thing that gets me about the flat earth that bothers me is the whole dome thing. I don't get it. I don't get the dome. I don't get where we get the dome from. And I don't get how we have a dome. And like, I just don't get the dome. It does, like, and this is just me needing more information, even if it's from a flat earther who, you know, I'm looking up Eric Dubai's thing to see if he explains it, because he explains everything very well. Because I really want to see what the dome is about. Like, what is this dome? What is it made of? And how do they know this? You know what I mean? Like, how do they know? I don't know. How do they know all this? So, anyway, the dome. Now, speaking of the dome, let's go ahead. Let me look at, there is a, if you're watching this on Spotify, then you can see the graphics I have up, like I said before. Let's look at this real quick. And this is a picture of different civilizations, different religions, and what they depict Earth or life to be. So you got the Egyptians on the top, and you see a, I guess maybe that's a pharaoh, maybe that's, I don't know who, it's some pharaoh. And then you have kind of what looks like a female, because they think the Earth, you know, they always said the Earth is a female. So the Earth, it's like in blue, it's like a female. It looks like she has like, she's like leaned over, making an arch, making like what I was just talking about, the dome over like two pharaohs. And you can see where they depict the sun inside of that dome. And then you see ships, for some reason, boats floating outside of that dome. Like they're saying there's water outside of the dome, outside of the earth, there's water on the outside. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they're saying. And then you got the Norse people. Now, this is very interesting. It's a flat earth, of course, but it's like there's a tree, I guess, that the tree of life is in the middle. And again, they have a dome, and then what looks like ice around, just like the flat earth, Antarctica. These are very old, I don't know if you call them scriptures or pictures, you know, from, this is ancient stuff that people have found. This is how these ancient people, you know, depicted. Again, this is before science, before, you know, Copernicus and all that stuff did, you know, before he decided to be like, hey, everything's round and we're spinning around and we're shooting around. So that one bothers me too. But anyway, so Hindu, the Hindus have, it's like four elephants, and you've seen this one on, I think it's a really cool, I had this as my, not this one, it was a different one, as a wallpaper, but it's the Hindus, like a giant turtle The Hindu one's a giant turtle. There's like, it looks like, is that a cobra going around? And it looks like, again, the earth is flat and there's, you know, it's on the back of four elephants. That's how they saw things. Obviously, our ancestors were a little bit exaggerated on you know, on certain things, but we don't know, we weren't there. So I don't know. We don't know, we weren't there. Then you got the Mayans. The Mayans have like, again, it's flat, and it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, I thought it was 12. I was gonna say it's probably a calendar. It looks like, again, flat, and there's a pyramid in the middle, like a Mayan pyramid, and then a dome. That's how they saw the earth. That's how they imagined the earth. And then you have the Incas. The Incas, again, they have, looks like an ice wall around, a dome on a flat earth, the sun and the moon inside of that dome, and outside maybe looks like water outside of the dome. The dome is what gets me. That's like, I'm like, what? I don't understand. And it's because, look, if I was a kid and I didn't know anything, if I was a child and I didn't know anything, and you told me this first, this is what I would believe. And then if you told me that the earth was round and spinning through space at whatever miles an hour, then I'd be like, what? But right now, I'm like, what? Because what I learned was the ball earth. And it's that's just how life is. If you would have learned the flat earth first, and that's what they taught you in school, you know, and you know, NASA was like, hey, we sent a ship on the other side of the freaking ice wall. All our movies would be about that, whatever. And then all of a sudden, if round earthers came and made YouTube videos talking about the earth is round and it's fucking spinning and flying through this thing called space, and it's just hurtling through, and it's going around the sun at the same time that it's flying through space, and you know, whatever, whatever. Then we'd be like, yeah, okay, those stupid globe earthers, you know. But it's the other way around right now, so whatever. So then you have the Hebrews. Interesting, the Hebrews one, they have something called the Great Deep, and you know, the oceans, but then you see ice walls. Theirs is like, if you're looking at it from the side, like it not from the top. Most of the other ones are kind of from the top. Aside from the Hindu one, it's like a top look, like if you were on top, like in a plane far away, looking at top down, you know, at an angle. This one is kind of sideways, like if you were sideways looking at it, like you were seeing everything on the side. So you got the earth, the mountains, whatever. You got the sun and the moon again inside of the dome. And then on the top, it says God is above that. And it says the waters above the firmament. The firmament is what, man. Then you got the great deep, waters below, and then waters above the firmament. And then next to it, you got NASA. It's just the ball. And I didn't realize somebody wrote cock on it. But anyway, on the cloud, I guess they photoshopped that. And I can photoshop a Earth too. So NASA sees the Earth as a ball. It's just a ball. So that's kind of making fun of the, you know, whatever, the science theory. Now I got a map here of the flat Earth here, because I wanted to talk about something. But right before I get that, so let me get to what I was gonna originally talk about, and that was the Mark Sargent book, which it's still good. It's still good if you want to. If you want to find out how flat earthers think, or if you're a flat earther and you haven't read that and you have to read it, that's kind of one of the Bibles of them, I guess, called Flat Earth Clues. But one of the things he says on the first chapter, it's called like the movie of, or it's something with films. Well, where he's talking about how there aren't any films that depict the moon landing. That, you know, that talks about the moon, just that, like a serious film. You know how we have films about everything else? You know, oh, let's make a film about, you know, 9/11, or a film about the bombing in Pearl Harbor, or, you know, whatever. There's no film, really, if you think about it, there's no film about what they did and when they got someone. There are films about what they went through getting that whole space program open. There are films like that. I can't remember the name of the movie right now, but I did see a film of that. But then I believe the movie ended with the rocket taking off, and you didn't really see what happened on the moon or anything like that. And it kind of cut off. That's where it ended. It was all about just what they did, whatever. Every other movie that, aside from what, Apollo 13, which was, they didn't go to the moon. They, you know, some shit fucked up in space and they had to find a way back. It wasn't anything ever saying we went to the moon, like ever showing that. The Russians have one, but it's called like the man who walks on the man who walks in space, or a spacewalker or something like that. And I don't know if that's a true story about a cosmonaut, but that's pretty, I don't know. So the movies that we have out are all fictional, mostly fictional. Moonfall, Tides, Voyagers. I have pictures of them right here if you're watching this on Spotify. Stowaway, The Midnight Sky, Zathura, Solo, Star Wars Story, and all the Star Wars films, which I love. The Astronaut's Wife, Voyagers, Life, Gravity, 3022, Sputnik, which is like a horror movie, The Cloverfield Paradox, and so on and so forth. You know, there's no movie really about space, right? So, you know, that's basically what he's saying on the first chapter. And then he goes on to talk about Admiral Byrd. Now, Admiral Byrd, let's talk about Admiral Byrd. And I said in the last episode, if you heard it, I said General Byrd. And that's because I was in the army. And to me, I always, you know, when you talk about Admiral, I hear General. All right. So this is, I got this from one of those, one of the typical sites that you're going to find if you put Flat Earth, and that's a debunking site. So it says Admiral Byrd. This is a quote from Admiral Byrd. And this is something that the Flat Earth Society, or the Flat Earthers, I always see this in the videos that they quote him saying, and this is like something that they say, oh, this is what he meant. He meant that, you know, ice wall or whatever. He said, there is left in the world today an area as big as the United States that's never been seen by a human being. And that's beyond the pole and on the other side of the South Pole from Little America. So, Admiral Byrd was one of the youngest, I don't know if he still is, but he was one of the youngest, I think the youngest, at least at that time, to ever get the rank of admiral. So, he had a fleet. You know, he had his own, he commanded his own fleet. I believe that's how the Navy does it, their fleet, yeah. He commanded a fleet at 42, which is extremely young. I think 41, actually. He was the guy that the military or the government would get. They were like, hey, we need somebody from the Navy to go explore something we haven't seen, to go to this route, to travel this, the dangerous stuff. They send Admiral Byrd because he was that dude, right? So they send him. Well, he comes back and he goes on a show to do an interview, and you can see it on YouTube. It's all over the internet. You can see it. You can find it on the internet. The interview with Admiral Byrd, and where he says this, and he says, an area as big as the United States. Now, if you're looking at what I'm looking at right now, it says here, looking at the map of Antarctica and taking the ice shelves into account, he did not say anything extraordinary. But his quote is often misrepresented by flat earthers. Now, I got to agree with that because, you know, unless I missed something, you know, maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But to me, if I hear this right now, and I've heard it over and over, in areas big as the United States, first of all, how does he know it's as big as the United States? You know, and in the time when he went, you know, he wasn't being literal. Like, it's not literally as big as the United States, but he's just saying, you know, you know how you say, oh, I could eat a horse. You're not literally going to eat a whole horse. You know what I mean? Like, you're so hungry you could eat a horse. Maybe he was just saying as big as the United States. It's a huge area, right? That's one. Two, I know he was out for a long time. But I don't think there's any way that he went around even a quarter of the way on the ice wall. I know there's And I'm not talking about it now because I don't know it really good. I know there's something he said about an ice wall, and there was something that had to do with him going and seeing an ice wall that was like 150 feet up, or ice walls, you know, all around the, like, it was something to that extent. But still, I don't think he had the capacity. I mean, he had the ships and planes, but you gotta understand, you gotta take into consideration fuel and stuff. I was in the military, man, and you know, I know, I'm pretty good at the, like, knowing the what do you call it, logistics of these things. Like, even the whole fleet, you know, I wasn't in the Navy, but I can imagine if you're talking about going around the whole freaking world. Or even you don't even have to go around for him to see an ice wall, but let's just say there was an ice wall and he found it and he said, "Yo, I want to see how far this ice wall goes." And he's on his ship for, you know, 10 days, for 20 days, just traveling, and it's still ice wall, ice wall, ice wall, ice wall, 20 days, and he's, you know, he's traveling at however many knots, and he's like, "Yo, what the hell?" Like, this ice wall doesn't end. It's just going around. You know, he's not gonna have the fuel to go all the way around. Plus, you know, he's got the planes. Not only the fuel. It's not only the fuel. Let's pretend he has the fuel, but you gotta understand, you gotta have food on these things. He's going to Antarctica. There's nothing. He can't risk there not being anything there. You know, and he went there, it's just ice. I don't think there's much life down there. Well, that we know of. That we know of. Don't even get me started on that. But he said an area as big as the United States. That doesn't mean, I mean, I it could mean it could be that. It could be that he's saying, "Yo, this area as big as the United States," and that's what he was able to travel. He probably got that reasoning from traveling along that ice wall, and he knows what the distance probably from the tip of New York down to Florida is, because he's probably traveled it. And he was like, "Yo, that's how long it took me to travel." And then I had to, you know, I had to reroute to get back to land so I can, you know, get more supply or whatever, whatever. You know what I mean? I mean, it could be, it just could be that. But so that one's kind of that's kind of a gray area there. Now, this last one here, this last thing I want to talk about here. Let me make this bigger. So what I have in front of me is a I forgot what the. So this is not a as it's like an azimuth, I forgot the name of it, azimuth something map that they use, an I forgot the name, but it's something with azimuth. It's something that navigators use. So, and I think maybe pilots would use it, I don't know, but I know navigators use it. And they used it in World War II, they used it in Vietnam, whatever. And azimuth, let's just call it azimuth map. Azimuth map is when you take the round map. Let's say you take the globe and you flatten it, right? You flatten it to be able to actually read, you know, so that you don't have to go around the ball so you can read it. You flatten it, and then of course everything's gonna look distorted, but you got the rings around the map, that the, you know, the latitude and longitude rings, to still be able to tell you, okay, I gotta go this way, that, whatever. So a lot of the flat earth, the debunkers or deniers, whatever you want to call them, they say, you know, they're like, "Oh, this is a that azimuth map, and this is what flat earthers use for their map, right?" But this map was the flat earth map that has been around for a while. Like, they've flat earth maps for a long time. Like, a while. I think, I don't know exactly when, but I know it's like a while before airplanes, before cars. I don't know how they got that, and we can go into a whole nother thing there. But they've been around. They found maps that look very similar, maybe a little bit different, but you know, they kind of have a similar layout. But on that, if you're looking, again, if you're watching this on video, if not, then you see what I got on screen. But if not, let me explain it. So I got a flat Earth map. Now, this is, I downloaded this one from the internet because one thing that I always asked, and then how do you explain aliens on a flat earth? You know, that they're aliens. If there's no other planets, if there's no outer space, how do you explain aliens? So this is, when I was little, I used to think the earth, you know, I mean, I knew that because of what they told me, it was round. It was round, the NASA, blah, 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 this, that, and the third. But I used to think it was flat. I'd be like, yo, but it feels flat, yo. Like, everywhere we go, I used to go back to my country, to DR, Dominican Republic, from New York, and think, I'm like, man, are we going around a curve? And I'm looking out the window. I was one of those kids. I love science, okay? And I used to question everything. I questioned everything. I started watching Unsolved Mysteries and, you know, shows like that when I was very young. It always intrigued me. But anyway, so the flat earth map, right? What I have in front of me is I got a flat earth map. But then, so you know, you have the continents, you know, North America, South America, Antarctica, all that good stuff. And you got the sun and the moon in there, all that. And then outside of it, on the outside, obviously, you got the ring. If you follow flat earth, you know that outside is the ice circle, the ice wall, whatever. So it's the ice ring. But then outside of that, obviously, it's another ocean, and then there's some land masses, look like land masses or continents, whatever you want to call them, and out they have their own ice ring. Then outside of that, there's another land mass. I mean, more land masses, right? Now, each of these rings, picture a tree when you cut it, and it has those age rings around it that tells you the age of the tree. So from the outside in, you see the outside ring is probably the newest one. I believe that's how it is. And then the inside ring is older. And I don't know how many years is between each ring, but that's what it looks like. Now, in between those rings, you got land masses, and dead in the center is us. So each one of those rings, in between each one of those rings where you got the land masses, they have their own sun and their own moon. I know. Some of them, let me see, old unknown sun spiraled out to unknown continents. Old moon. Okay, so they have their own sun and they have the same rotation. So they get the heat and the cold, heat and the cold. And then they got the outer ring, right? Now, if this is true, let's say this was true, right? Let's say we know flat out is true. Then goddamn it, this explains aliens. This explains aliens. It is easier for me to believe, right? Just again, from a logistical standpoint of energy and travel, easier for me to believe that you can travel from the outer continent that is outside of this ice ring where we haven't been through. There's another continent there, and there's another species, another alien species. There's another life, other life forms, intelligent species, maybe older than us because of that. They're in the outer ring. It goes the opposite of the tree rings. So they're in the outer ring, so they're older, right? Let's just say I don't know how much older. Maybe the Anunnaki are from there. You know, maybe the reptilians are from there, from these other continents or these other land masses. Maybe all these other alien species that we have are from there, and they come down to the middle ones to the babies to visit. And every once in a while, they'll come and they'll take a sample. They'll abduct somebody the way they do, and they'll bring them back or whatever. They'll drop off things. They'll be like, okay, let's do this experiment, because we do experiments. So why can't other intelligent species that are more intelligent than us do experiments? So they go, okay, let's do this experiment and drop off, I don't know, Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot or Chupacabra or one of these things. Oh, it doesn't work. Okay, bring it back. You know, they come back and forth. That's why you see all these sightings. Oh my God, we saw a ship. Because they're doing surveillance of this other species that's below them. Just like we would if we found a tribe. Like that tribe, I think is out of the, I don't know if it's off the coast of India, that's still very primitive. They still, you know, there's still some tribes left in the world. But this one, they barely see humans. And I think that one guy tried to bring Christianity over and they killed him. Fucking, what? Why? Well, anyway, but you know, that I can see how it would be easier. And from a logistical standpoint, if they have ships, you know, it's easier because to put in your mind, oh, these guys are from another galaxy. I mean, how far away is the sun? You talk about millions of miles, right? Millions. How far away is Jupiter? Even more. Something outside of our galaxy is coming over because we don't know they're coming from Mars. We don't know that they're coming from. So we're assuming, okay, they're coming from outside the galaxy, right? Outside. They're outside. So that's, you know, do you understand the logistical nightmare? I mean, granted, they're on probably on another level of as us. So, you know, and they, I don't know what fuel source they have, what power source they have that's able to get a ship to travel that far. Right? But again, I'm looking at it from our point of view. Oh man, because I'm, you know, I don't know any other fuel, any other power source that's just, you know, like where are they getting their power from? Are they harnessing the sun? Whatever. I don't know. But I can see if this was the case, this map that you see here in front of us, right? If we had some alien species here, look, they even got names over here for these things. So they got like, okay, Hapis. They got a landmass that's called Hapis outside of the ice ring from the flat Earth one, from the Earth one. Let's say you got an alien species here on Hapis, right? I could see how it would be easier if they had some kind of exotic fuel source that is more that, you know, realistically, instead of going millions and 100 million miles away, because I swear NASA just makes up numbers sometimes because they know that we're not gonna look this shit up. They know that when you say anything over a million, we're like, oh, okay, we're just gonna believe you, bro, because I'm not finna look this shit up. You know, I'm not finna verify no million miles. There's no way I can verify this. So anyway, so let's just say happens here. Now, this isn't that far. Well, it's still far. It's a couple thousand miles, but it's not millions of miles. So from Hapis, let's say they want to fly over to the US for some reason and just fly around a farm and let a farmer see you and fucking do some crop circles or some shit. It's not that far. They can fly there and then fly their ass right back home. You know what I mean? Even the outer ones. Let's say they're even more advanced. They can fly out from their land, the outer rings, go to the middle ring, refuel or restock, and come f and fly right back over here and land in New Zealand or Russia or whatever, and fly around, get seen, get some blurry pictures taken from somebody's camera who they only fly around the people who have blurry cameras, who have really bad cameras. That's the they know what they're doing. You know, it's just easy. Look. You got Thoth, Thoth, the moving island. Anything's possible. You got a species that lives here. They want to go to South America, boom, and drop off a chupacabra or something. I mean, it's just easier. Easier to believe. You know what I'm saying? Easier to believe than I don't know, man. It's just million. I'm telling you, NASA gets me with that shit, man. It's always a different number. It's always like they just I astrologists get me with that shit. That's one thing that bothers me. I'm like, yo, these motherfuckers be throwing out numbers like crazy, man. Like they'd be like over 40 billion years ago, over 32 million years ago, over 475,364,364 years ago this happened. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Like, how do you fucking, like, we don't know what happened last year. We're trying to figure out shit from last year. We're trying to remember shit from like 2 years ago. Man, I can't remember what the fuck it did. Like, I don't understand. And it's, you know, again, it's all theoretical, so it's not facts. It's just I believe this is how long it may have taken. I don't know. You know what I mean? I mean, this, we're lost, bro. We're just like good liars. That's all we are. We just like to control motherfuckers. And let's go back to the map real quick before I end it. So let's say you believe the government is infiltrated by draconians and they're, you know, it's easy for draconians that come from P-I-T-A-T-I-A, Pitatia, to fly from Pitatia over and infiltrate different governments. You know what I mean? It's easier than millions of miles away where they can just go back, whatever. If they got maybe underground tunnels where they, you know, they build like shit. El Chapo did it. Why can't draconians do it? You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. The flat earth is very interesting and it's the mother of all conspiracies. Like I said, I'm just talking about draconians and shit like that. I was talking about Chupacabra and things like that. You know, it's the mother of all conspiracies. But anyway, I'm going to leave it at that, man. I think your brain's already like, what the fuck is going on? I'm going to leave it at that because I got to go get something to eat. You know what I mean? And anyway, follow me, guys, please. I'm Marco Polo. If you got, and I do true crime also. I'm going to go back into true crime soon. I'm going to go watch some videos now, some episodes and things and find cases that I can like investigate. I watch all the true crime shows, bro. I live in Italy, so it's hard for me to get a lot of the true crime shows because some of them won't show here, so I have to use a VPN. But you can follow me on Marco Polo. I'm on Twitter, too, but I don't really fuck with Twitter. I don't really fuck with Instagram, Facebook, none of that shit. It's all fucking, shit's like cancerous, man. I do fuck with Marco Polo because I feel like it's more personal. Like, and download Marco Polo and there's a link in the description of this episode below. You'll see it where you link it and it'll go to my Sharecast. You can see I post videos. It's like a text message, but with videos. But when I make a Sharecast, all of you can see my Sharecast. You can't see each other, but you can see me and you can reply to me to a video. You're like, hey, you know, you can reply to that. You know, you can give me ideas, whatever. Hey, why don't you look up this? Why don't you talk about this? And I can reply back personally to you. Whenever I reply back, only you see it. Nobody else does. So it's not going to be all this back and forth and this third party fucker over here who doesn't believe you or you don't believe this guy. So you want to curse him out and his kids and shit. It's none of that. Unless I put it where we're a group, but on the Sharecast, you only see my stuff. And whenever I reply, only you see it. I reply directly to you. So if you want to ask me a question or what I think about something, I could ask you a question, maybe give me ideas. That would be great. On Marco Polo, let me see if I can make me a little bigger here. Nope, I just drew on myself. That is stupid. Sorry, it's my first time using this app here that I'm using to show this. But anyway, that's all I got on. That's all I got. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Follow me on social media. And I will see you on the next smoke.